word has double meaning. It doesn't mean just the letting out of blood or the killing of people. It means the letting out of the sacred knowledge that keeps the life of the body of the people. Like blood keeps the life of the human body. Say, what do you want to create? Some charitable stuff that's going to steal the blood for the life of the world? God said, nevertheless, I know what you know not. The chief in the hierarchy upstairs, he said, I will not accept to pay respect to this thing that you're going to take from the mud, the stinky mud below. The angels, they all submitted. They accepted. But it pleased it not. So the great Lord said, when I have breathed into him of my own will, can you fall down and pay your respect? Dear beloved people, can't we say that was the beginning too of Armageddon? The war for what is right. And Satan declared that he was going to wage war. His belief. He declared that he was going to wage war continuously, without a stop, without relenting. He wasn't going to let up. He was going to pursue the common man's potential to crucify him from the front, from the back, from the right, and from the left. And he said, when I am through with them, Lord, you see that they are not deserving. So here is a contention in the mind of the intelligent world, contending that the common person is not created to be responsible for the state of the world. That only the special people, those who manage to get the sciences and the roots of the sciences, only they are qualified to protect the affairs or to supervise the affairs of the world. Now, can you see why it's so necessary for the Belarian Americans, the African American in this country, who has been without any opportunity to watch the people who rise above, to know where he's going, how he's going? Can't you see how it come now? It's so important that the African American people come into a semblance of nationhood. Not into nationhood per se, but into the function, into the function of nationhood. You think because we are no more the nation of Islam that we don't have a nation? We still have a nation within a nation. The Islamic life, if you accept it and apply it to your personal life, it automatically puts you into a nation. What do I mean by that? I mean that your life is contained separate, independent of the life of the society. The Democrats can go up and down. The Republicans can go up and down. The politics of this country can go up and down. The culture of this country can live and die. I'm not on their boat. Yes, I'm not on their boat. I am free at last. that join those who cherish the most. I'm not a rider on the boat. They bring it into my shop for repair. Let's get back to this term, Armageddon. Connected with a place they call the Valley of Skulls. A place where war was waged so violently, so heavy, that men were not even buried. No time to even bury the dead. They were left out on the land. So they say that skulls were seen and six masks or six groupies in that place. Skulls. Why the emphasis is on skulls? Because a skull is nothing but the shape of a head. It has no living organs in it. Now, dear people, let us understand that this is not talking about a physical war. This is talking about a war for your mind. Your mind. Those who want to see the common person deny the dignity God has created for him. They deprive his head of any living organ. They deprive him of the ability to see correctly, to hear correctly, to smell correctly, correctly. They deprive him of the ability to use the functions of his head. And in depriving him of that ability, the poet or the inspired man using the language of the poet describes that state of individual as skull. You think anything's functioning under that cap? Well, let's go on. I hope you can be patient with me. If we really think seriously about our ups and downs in life and failure to ever really get some stable progress, dear people, if we can analyze that problem and nail it down, we'll find that the reason is that we have given ourselves to unintelligent habits and impatience. We got so much jitterbug. Oh, whatever the dances, fast dances are now. We got so much music in our feet, so much rhythm in the feet, we can't stand long enough to listen to 1 ounce of good sense. This is a sickness. I'm telling you, it's an epidemic. There's an epidemic in the Western society that the common person just doesn't have the mental discipline to give himself fully to the quest for one single thing. He's tired. He can't hold his mind for hardly 2 seconds. Mind is slipping away. Why, when I'm looking at you, see how you sit here? You're not leaving, you're sitting. Because you know it's wrong to go. And there are too many people looking at you. They'll see you leaving. But don't forget, the strong survive. That is to say that everybody in here are not weak. You got a lot of strong ones sitting out in the audience. Oh, yes. I don't like to see you hanging in the air as to what I'm talking about. If I do it, it's because I just can't do a better job. Let me go back now. And while I'm going back, can somebody open the Bible up to the Revelation 16 and get it ready for me when I want it there? Now, we are examining the process of freedom and right. All right? That's what this talk is all about today. So that we can understand the true meaning of freedom and right. Because if we don't know how a thing exists in its natural function, place, role, or function, we don't know that thing. Everything is created for a purpose. Everything has its place, its function, its purpose. And if you know something but don't know its place, its function, its purpose, you don't know it. So can I say I know myself while not knowing my place, my function, my purpose? No. And it goes for anything else. I can't say I know the book or the light bulb or anything unless I know its place, purpose, its function. A thing with function and purpose out of its place is messed up. And a thing with function is no place, is handicapped. And with place and function and no vision, you're oppressed. You must know your purpose too. All right. Thought it was good to reflect. Because what scientists say, man, because of the presence of sensation and reflection in his life. Don't forget these things. This is not me. This is science. I didn't see this, huh? So don't take it lightly. In fact, don't take lightly anything I say. Because I'm coming from the most substantial fact. All right? And if I miss, my Lord that I serve will take my miss and make it a hit. Oh, yeah. I've seen him do it too many times. I miss. Make my miss a hit. I missed, but he didn't miss. Now, let me say that again, because you should remember that. The human being is advanced, he comes into knowledge, he thinks, he knows, he's conscious, because of the activity of sensation and reflection in his life. He feels something and he reflects on, think on what he felt. He senses something, he thinks on what he senses. That's how the human being lives in his intellect. A society that pumps up to just feel and not think is an oppressive society. In the church that says, get the feeling. Have you got the feeling? And he never says, have you got the pulse? Have you got the answer? Have you got the insight? Did you get the meaning? Do you know what I'm talking about without feeling it? Do you see it? Preacher's all right. I like to hear him talk. Yeah, I go to his church myself. Let's look in the Bible now. You know we were told to do this by the former teacher. He said, look in your poison book. Work cheerfully and fear not. You are the righteous. The best and the powerful. All right. Revelation 16:16. That's what I'm looking for here. Yeah? Must be getting old. I have to hold this book way in my eyes to see the face. Gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Now, I'm going to close this up and not use it anymore today. It is too heavy. It will give you hernia and hemorrhoids. But a humor. But I think it makes the medicine go down a little better, doesn't it? Now, that battle is the final battle. When it's over, when it's finished, that's it. The last word, it is done. Invisible something beyond our physical vision, out of our physical view. You call it what you want, but I know the meaning means, the angel means, something spooky, something spiritual. Something that I can't grasp totally or sufficiently from my understanding. Pours out its vial in the air. Vial. It spells the difference from vial, meaning low. But the word is there, so it will suggest to the one of the elect its meaning. You know, you said it's synonym. Homonyms, right? Synonyms are alike in meaning. Homonyms are alike in spelling, or pronunciation, pardon. It's alike in sound, pronunciation. All right? Now, they have used that on one level for you, and on another level for them. Homonym means not only sounding alike, but sounding alike to what? The spiritual ear. Let him who has an ear, isn't that what the scripture says? So it's not just reading, it's hearing. Let him who has an ear to know that vile means vile. Excuse me for the humor, but the medicine go down better that way. Now look, when he pours out, excuse me for saying pours out, you can tell where I came from. I don't say pour, I say pour. Pours out, you see, P-O-S, pours out. Excuse me for that. When he pours out, pour R in there somewhere. When he pours out his vial into the air, the angel, the seventh one. Seventh means completion in a certain field of knowledge. So he pours out, and that field of knowledge governs your life. That's why 6 days to work, one to rest. And that doesn't mean going to bed, baby. That means going to the nut field. That's what that means, going to nut field. Then you have to have another seven to come back and resurrect you. Yeah. Another seven had to come back and resurrect you. That means someone with the knowledge of that seven that the devil used had to come back and resurrect you. You have it in the book. That book there that I'm not going to read out of anymore. I'm just going to sit there. Because I might see something there and quote it and comment on it and turn the whole house into a nut field. I don't want to do that. Yeah, you know, you may understand something, but you put it out here in the people. They don't understand it, drive them crazy. Then a lot of us put stuff out we don't even understand. We just be playing music. Or beating drums. Now, let me go back to what I was saying there. The Bible says that seven eyes went out. Five worthy people. In other words, to prove that you, human being, common person, is worthy of the dignity God created for. And it says that seven eyes also went out to prove the common person unworthy of the dignity that God ordained for the human being, common person. So these are two sevens. Seven's going out to oppress, by the method of corruption. And most of us don't know that. We don't know that the greatest tool of enslavement is moral corruption. We look for the slave master to be a politician that just wants an office, or a nation that just wants dominance. No. The slave master is the one who knows best how to render you helpless and have the indecency or the moral callousness or blindness to execute this wicked plan by demoralizing your nation. His vial in the air means corrupting the environment of the mind. The environment of the mind. What is the environment of the mind? Oh, we know environment. We know what you mean. Maybe you don't. The environment of the mind is characteristically spiritual. Spiritual. That's why air is used. The mind exists in under spiritual influences. The mind lives and functions under spiritual influences. What do we mean by spiritual influence? Do we mean religious influences? No. Do we mean influences from the other world? No. What we mean by spiritual influences is that influence the way you behave. Not through your intellect, but through your emotional makeup. That's what we mean by spiritual influence. Don't you know you cannot separate your intellect from emotionality? No. You can't do that. You can't separate the function of intelligence from also the emotional function. That's impossible for a human being. You got some people that try to do it. They can't. It's impossible. But you can make progress towards that. You can become less and less emotionally prone to respond while you are pursuing something purely rational. But it doesn't mean that you have completely got go. It's impossible. You will always be influenced by it. Now, if someone can exploit this fact of your life, accelerate the tendency in you to give yourself to emotional responses, then they can spiritualize your whole life. They can spiritualize your whole life wherein you won't be able to function rationally. All right? How can they do that? They must first corrupt your inborn spirituality. They must corrupt your inherent, God-given, inborn spirituality. So this pouring out vial in the air means putting corruption into the spirituality of the human being. That's exactly what it means. Corrupting the spirituality of the human being. Now, if you look at the book, you read it for yourself, you'll see that that wasn't the only vial. Many vials were poured out. But the final vial that did the trick was that one that went out into the air. That vial that that poisons the spirituality of the society. All right? The vial was poured out on the water, wasn't it? It was poured out on the land, wasn't it? The vial was poured out on the land. In fact, the whole environment was contaminated. But when the air itself was contaminated, then it is done. Is that right? It is done. Why? Because one, the spirituality of the human being is corrupt. You can't do nothing with him until he dies. He has to then die to his mind. He has to die to that mind that he has come into before you can do anything with him toward leading him to any sense.